Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
1-2 is not the way the Packers hope to start their season, but that's where they are heading to Chicago after falling to the Lions in Detroit.
For the second week in a row, the Packers' opening drive ended prematurely in a fumble. This one returned for a touchdown by Detroit's Don Carey. But two much more subtle plays made a difference in the Packers' 19-7 loss to the Lions Sunday. Still in the first quarter, Aaron Rodgers' second down pass to Jarrett Boykin was dropped. Inconsequential play, right? Not really. It was the second Boykin drop in two games, and on the next series, the Packers turned to rookie wide receiver Devontae Adams. Rookie receivers, not named Greg Jennings, rarely make a difference in the Green Bay offense. So at the moment, the Packers are missing a viable third wide receiver option to help spread the defense. In the second quarter, when Devon House intercepted Matthew Stafford, he tumbled into the end zone for an apparent touchback. A review of the play put the ball down to the Green Bay 1. On the next snap, Eddie Lacy was tackled for a safety, giving the Lions a 9-7 second quarter lead. Following the free kick, the Lions motored 43 yards and 13 plays to a Nate Freeze field goal to take a 12-7 lead. So the Stafford interception actually led to 5 unanswered points for Detroit. The lack of a potent running game has allowed opponents to play cover two with their safeties high to help blanket the Green Bay receiving corps. More often than not, Rodgers has struggled to find an open receiver, taking 9 sacks in 3 games.
Where has the Green Bay offense gone? Hopefully they'll find it in time for the latest renewal of the NFL's most legendary rivalry this week in Chicago. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrivee.